Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Break. Welcome back to The Point After here on WWL, brought to you by Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar, French Quarter, Lakefront, and Gulfport. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. And before we get to the phone, just one last thing. I forgot when I was handing out one of my big dogs. How about the us versus them feature in the Dome? Every week, the fourth quarter.
Outstanding.
Whoever put that together should get a game ball. They were awesome. Every week they have, it's totally, it's a troll job of the other team in the other city. It is unbelievably, I think just great with.
So, Chris, what does that mean, troll? I don't know.
It's like taking jabs, Like, okay, they put up us versus them, and they put up Washington.
Oh, yeah, no, I know exactly. I didn't know you call that trolling.
Yeah, and then they show an image of Tim Hasselbeck completing the perfect 0.0 quarterback rating. That's the passing record they own. Playoff wins this century, once in 2006. Saints had 7 this century. It's just a really good feature. I love the us versus them stuff in the Superdome. They play it right at the end of the third quarter, start the fourth quarter. It's always a hootie.
Well, we have a personality, that being New Orleans. We're not cookie cutter. Now, with that being said, to be truly fair, if someone was doing us versus them, the sewage and water board would get dogged. I mean, at least we have proper drainage. You know, that's one thing, or fix the damn streets, but right. That's another topic. But other than that, as far as culture, come on. The nation can't hold New Orleans as jock. I mean, people want to come to New Orleans because it's a cool city.
Greg and Broussard, thanks for your patience. You're on The Point After on WWL.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Who that, yo?
Who that? What you got?
Hey, man. I just want to say there's a huge difference between Maurice Jones-Drew and Drew Brees and Tom Brady, and that's the title of Super Bowl MVP. However, I feel like the city of New Orleans owes Drew Brees a debt of gratitude, and that we should thank him for inspiring us all, and that we should thank him for choosing to come to the Who Dat Nation in the first place, that he's an amazing example of a father, of a husband,
amen,
of a son, grandson, man, humanitarian, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and a leader that we have, that he's the truest example of a man, the only such example for many, virtuous and humble in nature. In the age of narcissism, Drew Brees has proven time and time again the values that make America the greatest country in the world are truly alive and well, and they live here in the Who Dat Nation.
Amen. Well, Greg, I could not have said it better. I could not have said it better. What you just said speaks volumes. That's what we need. We need the proper leadership, and you have that with Drew Brees. And enough said. I mean, Drew Brees, you know what, Greg? You know what? I'm glad, and you never know how things are going to work out. And who knows, maybe LSU fans would have hoped that, I don't know, Drew Brees would have worked out with the Dolphins. Because maybe Nick Saban.
No, sir.
So maybe Nick Saban never even comes back to college football. If Drew Brees, the quarterback with the Dolphins, with him.
Hey, Bobby, we got to thank Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, too.
Yeah.
So those guys, people have been calling for their heads for years in New Orleans, and that's bull crap. These guys have stuck around. They've done a great job, and here they are on the other side, and I don't hear anybody chirping about Sean Payton.
Well, I think it's also a testament to ownership, all right? Tom Benson was loyal.
Absolutely.
And look, he's a loyalty guy. Bobby can attest to that. And
yeah.
His loyalty is now paying off.
Well,
hey, and, you know, big shout-out to Hardy, the defensive line, the linebackers, and Traquan tonight. But tonight's about Brees. He can stay and play in Louisiana as long as he wants.
Right, Greg, because, I mean, listen, the way the rules are, you might say, look at Warren Moon. Warren Moon played, I want to say he was like 42 years old, can spin it like a 20-year-old. But how do you recover physically when they're knocking the crap out of you? But the way the rules are now, who's to say Drew Brees can't play 3, 4, maybe 5 more years? I mean, if he's not hurt.
He might not want to, though.
But no, if he wants to, his wealth of knowledge, I'm just telling you. Christian, because once it's done, it's done.
Right.
It's hard to turn down if you get paid $25 million plus whatever. Come on, well, what else are you going to do? You going to take the kids to the zoo?
That contract he did this offseason, the Saints are clearly getting a deal of a lifetime.
Yes. I mean, look at Kirk Cousins, who's been outstanding with the Vikings, $100 million guaranteed. You might say, when is enough enough? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends what kind of lifestyle. You know, talk to Brett Favre. I mean, do you want to fly around the world on a private jet with your friends? All that costs money. What are you doing week in and week out? So it depends. People say, like, oh, when is enough enough? It depends what kind of lifestyle you lead. Now, with Drew and his family, who knows? But I know he has the passion, and he has the heart and has the will. I know he wants to win that championship again for New Orleans and to repeat that to that, and hopefully he'll have the opportunity.
Greg, thanks for the phone call. Going back to TJ in South Carolina. What's going on, TJ? You're on the Point After on WWL.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say real quick, congratulations to Drew Brees on breaking a record. You know, I was born and raised in New Orleans, and I know how much he actually means to the organization. I just want to say this. I did catch what was going on the NFL Network. What Maurice Jones-Drew was saying about the Saints and Drew Brees. I just have to say this. Maurice Jones-Drew only had one playoff win his entire career. This guy never won nothing in his life. And basically the people that was throwing him the ball, Byron Leftwich, David Garrard, and Blaine Gabbert. So I'm going to give him a pass as a Saints fan because I know he doesn't know what
he doesn't know a great quarterback.
He don't know what a great quarterback looks like. And I know we've been talking about Drew Brees and everything like that, but can we kind of just change the subject, focus on the
yes,
game?
Yes, we're
go
doing.
Ahead.
Jay Gruden needs to be fired. I mean, when you have 2 weeks to prepare for a team, and that's the best way for you to prepare for a team, like, you only scored 19 points. And somebody, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the Grudens, but I think both of them need to go. But the defense played outstanding tonight. Man, Marcus Davenport, Tre'Quan Smith. A lot of people aren't saying this, but it's good to see people outside of Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, have big games.
That just make us better. Now, TJ, think about this. Now, some people worry about their fantasy numbers.
Let me lay out the line for Alvin Kamara tonight. 6 carries, 24 yards. 9, a long of 9. What do you do in the passing game? 4 targets, 3 receptions, 15 yards. So what do you had?
Yeah.
39 total yards of offense. And a Saints one.
Yeah.
Had this happened in the first 4 games of the season, they'd have lost.
No, but it just goes to show
they're
you.
Stepping up.
It'll make the defensive coordinator, opposing defensive coordinator, have to work on more. Look at Michael Thomas. 4 catches for 74 yards. So you look at the production. Okay, who are we going to focus on? And you know what? Drew Brees will challenge and Sean Payton. Okay, if you singled up, CJ, whatever. They'll look at, okay, you got a single, coverage. You got to win. Or you might, like Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, 1-2 punch. They both have over 1,500 yards. People don't realize, okay, Mark Ingram got suspended for 4 games. Chris, you heard me say this before. TJ, you know who led the NFL in average per carry the last 3 seasons in the National Football League?
Mark Ingram.
So aren't you going to give him a chance? Look at that screenplay he had. Mark Ingram right now might not be Pierre Thomas running a screen, but he has more experience than Alvin Kamara setting up that screenplay. Listen, the more weapons we have, why is everybody bitching? They'd be like, oh, so some fan, I'm like walking out the stadium. Oh, Bobby, why didn't they throw the ball to Michael Thomas more? Having fantasy football, he didn't catch any touchdown. Fantasy football? What the hell are you talking about? Listen, the players, they'll be nice to you. Listen, you think anybody's worried about your fantasy football? I mean, when you think about, come on.
You mean those players?
Yeah.
No, heck
I mean,
no.
The individual. But
they're like, yeah, great, you know?
All of a sudden, the Saints win, a dominant win. And this cat, this football fan, is telling me, why didn't Drew throw it to Michael Thomas more? What? Drew Brees was 26 of 29. 363 yards, 3 touchdowns. No, spread the wealth. I'm trying to win a damn championship. I ain't worried about your damn fantasy football team. Come on. Who that? I'm worried about the Who That Nation and winning games. Fantasy? We got a bunch of fantasies. We got a bunch of players that could contribute to fantasy football.
Nine players caught a pass from Drew Brees, including number nine.
Oh, but Michael Thomas on my fantasy team, he didn't do enough. Come on.
It's just a fitting night. Brees passes Peyton Manning on a 62-yard touchdown, catch and run. He catches a pass himself. I mean, it's just the Saints blow out the Redskins. It's a great night. Memorable night.
Well, memorable night. You know what I'm still going to, I guess, it's kind of thorn in my side. Taysom Hill, I know you're an aggressive runner, but he missed another handoff.
Alvin Kamara could have housed
him. Alvin Kamara could have took one runner by 50, 60 yards to the house. And he still got the first down. He missed the read against the Giants, and he missed the read again.
Allen.
Come on, hand off the ball, RPO.
Allen,
run,
Don.
Pass option.
Gavin, Dave, you're up next. It's The Point After. Brought to you by Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar, French Quarter, Lakefront, and Gulfport here on WWL.
He's completed passes to eight different receivers already. He starts in the shotgun, drops back, looks to the far sideline, wide open, Traquan Smith. And Traquan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Brees has done it. You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Brees is the NFL's all-time leading passer.
Primetime Drew, PTD. Something about the big lights. Dude comes up money every time. Completed 89% of his passes tonight. 26 of 29, 363, three touchdowns, quarterback rating of 153.2. Can't ask for any better. You just can't.
And now, Christian, you look at Monday Night Football since 2006. We are now 19 wins and 5 losses. So I'd say, at least, that's a pretty good percentage. And Drew Brees being at the helm, that kind of speaks for itself right there. When you consider, Christian, it's all a number of games has been, he's had Monday Night games. Well, it's been over 300 yards, 400 yards. But the bottom line is like 19 wins and 5 losses on Monday Night Football with Sean Payton and Drew Brees at the helm.
Pretty impressive. Allen in Covington, what's going on? Allen, you're on The Point After on WWL.
Thanks. Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. Real quickly, I just wanted to add regarding comments on Drew. He possesses two qualities that are very sorely lacking in pro sports nowadays. And one of those is pure class, and the other one is genuine humility. And I just think that we're blessed to have a guy like him.
Amen.
To have him on the team and to represent the city. Anytime you put a mic in front of him, he's going to say the right thing, and you're going to be proud of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a leader that, I mean, how can you not respect a family man, all what he does? I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. I mean, I don't know. You could say, was he raised right or just instincts, his heart, his courage, how he handles adversity. The likes of Drew Brees were – Allen, I don't know how old are you?
I'm 67.
Oh, okay.
We know each other, Bobby, by the way.
Okay, I can tell you this, Allen. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you and I will both be dead before we find another Drew Brees. I'm just telling you, you might think, I wish we had more human beings like that, but it's just amazing his character, and I've been around a lot of players, and they don't have that swagger, that moxie, that humility, to be able to accomplish, and his work ethic. I mean, it goes on and on. It's almost too good to be true. He is truly a fantasy human being.
He gives credit to everyone, and he likes that he has that humility. It's just wonderful. It seems like that's a dying breed, and he's on our turf, so I'm just thankful for it. But I've got something, this may throw you a curveball, that the reason I called, it wasn't actually that. I just had to throw my little 2 cents worth in after hearing all the accolades.
Yes.
Don't think I'm a nut for bringing this up. And I promise you I have no agenda whatsoever. I simply observed this tonight when I watched the game. I couldn't dismiss it. It took me an hour and a half to decide to even call and bring it up. But I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to see, you've watched a lot of football. I want to see if you have any sense that maybe what I'm about to tell you could have possibly occurred. What we saw tonight, I think, was the second coming of the Michael Strahan sack leader play, if you know what I mean.
Now you talking about the potential of Davenport, or
I'm talking about that play looked like a setup to me from start to finish.
What play?
Watching it, the record setting play.
Oh.
And I don't mean to cast any aspersions. I'm all for it if it's true. But if you look at that play and really look at the defense, especially from the moment the ball is snapped, from the pass rush to the coverage or the
it's
lack
just a busted
thereof,
coverage,
to the
Alan.
Tackling after the catch. I'm telling you, that play looks like it was meant to be. Now, who would have motivation to do it and all the
right.
rest? I haven't worked it all out, but I can say that maybe just for television, to have great theater.
No, that's not okay, Alan. I think the conspiracy theory you could throw back. You know what this game reminded me of? Was when the magical season and had an awesome post game in 2009 when we whooped the Patriots. You remember Devery Henderson running wide open? How can you have that kind of busted coverage? Come on, it's Bill Belichick. No, listen, we've seen our own defense bust coverages. Like, man, who the hell has them? You know, they're pointing at each other. No, Alan, that was more the Redskins just screwing up and having a busted coverage. It was just a strange coincidence. I don't know, divine intervention, whatever, because that was an extraordinary play. Considering the circumstance to break the record and you get a touchdown, but I just think it's more the Redskins just screwing it up in coverage.
Alan, thanks for the phone call. Coming back for Don in Lakeview, Andy in Alexandra, Dave in Algiers, Rick in Gulfport, Jack in Slidell. It's the Point After here, brought to you by Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar, French Quarter, Lakefront, and Gulfport here on WWL.
Nice wheels. Look at the rear end on this beauty.
Listen to that baby purr. She's ready to hit the street.
Dad, I love these new trucks. Joining our fleet of 75 of the biggest, baddest garbage-eating gators around.
Brother, she'll be picking up garbage with the best of them. From deep in Plaquemine and St. Bernard, all the way to St. James Parish.
Oh, yeah. Our business stinks, but it's picking up.
River Parish Disposal, the largest and oldest family-owned commercial waste disposal company. Call 738-7700 or visit bizstinks.com.
The biggest game of the season is here. It's Saints, the new $5 instant ticket from the Louisiana Lottery. Play now for your chance to win up to $100,000. Enter the second chance drawings for your chance to win prizes like VIP suite experiences, a deluxe limo experience, a tunnel team experience, official autographed team merchandise, and a 2019 Saints season ticket package.
That's what I'm talking about!
Play Saints from the lottery today. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
What is a People's Health Champion? A People's Health Champion is someone who accomplishes something extraordinary after age 65. Shattering the myth that growing older means slowing down, People's Health Champions demonstrate excellence through experience. Do you know someone who's accomplished something extraordinary after age 65? Nominate them to be a People's Health Champion. One nominee will be honored on field as a People's Health Champion at each Saints home game. Learn more at peopleshealth.com.
Doesn't matter if it's a tailgate or home gate, Popeyes takes your game day and makes it a great day. Just like it takes time to perfect the perfect spiral on a 50-yard pass, we take the time to perfect our Louisiana flavor. It starts by marinating my chicken for 12 hours. Then I hand batter and bread it with care, and then I fry it up fresh. That's why every bite feels like a touchdown. Win or lose, football is always better with Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Pigskin season is here again. With football comes tailgating. Tailgating and Honda generators are synonymous. There are tailgating rules from Honda and Michael Canal and Sons Hammond. No excessive noise. And with the Honda EU series of generators, they're super quiet. Honda and Sunshine Equipment New Iberia remind you, no smoking, no sweat. With Honda generators, there's no oil-gas mix, no false starts. Honda's known for the easy start, and wear your team colors with a Saints skin on your generator. Check WWL.com for other Honda dealers and cities near you.
Free your family from the one-size-fits-all plan. Now with Verizon, one family can get different unlimited plans, starting at $40 per line per month with four lines on Go Unlimited with AutoPay. That means everyone gets the plan they want without paying for things they don't. So what are you waiting for? Switch to Verizon and put an end to the one-size-fits-all family plan. Visit bzw.com to learn more. Plus taxes and fees. Auto pay, checks, home banking, or debit card only, and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Only after 22 gigabits per month on Beyond Unlimited and 75 gigabits per month on Above Unlimited.
Ready to remodel your home? Ready to get inspired? Then get ready for the Pontchartrain Home Show. Thousands of the newest home products and ideas are waiting for you. Kitchens, baths, doors, windows, flooring, landscaping, and more. And get ready for great family fun and food at the Langenstein's Food Fest. Free tastings, samples, and a $500 grocery giveaway. Sample wine, beer, and spirits, and daily cooking shows by Creative Cajun Spices. All at the Pontchartrain Home Show, sponsored by Bath Fitter. October 12th through 14th at the Pontchartrain Center.
Fellow Hoodats, this is Attorney Bart Kelly of Alvin Dia Kelly and Demarest, better known as AKD Law. Isn't it great to have a home team that's expected to win on Sundays? Talent, toughness, and preparation lead to success on the ball field. The same holds true in the courtroom. At AKD Law, we have a proven track record of winning. We prepare and try injury cases every year, many with million-dollar outcomes. So if you are unfortunately hurt due to someone else's negligence, pick a proven winner as your legal home team. Call AKD Law at 504-200-0000 or click on akdlaw.com.
Office in New Orleans. Results may vary.
Back to Saints Radio WWL and the Point After with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Christian Gehrig. Come out and hoodat at Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar or call 504-260-1870 or text 870-870.
Welcome back to the Point After here on WWL, brought to you by Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar, French Quarter, Lakefront, and Gulfport. Back to the phones we go. Don in Lakeview. What's going on, Don? You're on WWL.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all?
That's right. It is good morning.
I'm telling you. Man, what a win. What a win. And on Gavin stole one of my thunder, and Bobby, you stole two of them. One of them was that I thought that the defense could do a better job tackling. We missed a lot of tackles we should have had. They shouldn't have gotten a lot of catch and runs after yards after catch.
Right, but you know what's crazy, Don, is that top five, both the Saints and the Redskins, not only this season but the last handful of seasons, are amongst the best top five in yards after the catch.
There you go. Well, you know, hey, it's one of those games, but, you know, moving forward, certainly I hope that we can, you know, clean it up a little bit. The other thing, too, is that I was sitting there talking about two things. One, the game did remind me of that Patriot game, Bobby.
Right.
And when Brady was sitting there and they had no answer for the Saints and Breeze. And then the other one, too, was, you know, what would have happened, just pretend, had Breeze gone to Miami. You know, because we were talking about that tonight.
Right.
And even talked about that on the broadcast. What happened if Breeze would have gone to Miami? Saban would have stayed there.
Saban in Miami, right.
Yeah, Alabama people would be so depressed they couldn't stand themselves. So, you know, but the other thing, too, is one of the classiest things I think that I saw tonight, not to mention the fact that, you know, Drew Breeze with his family and referencing his mom, his grandfather, and the whole thing, is that, you know, he could have very easily hit that 500 touchdown, but they chose not to do it.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty classy, you know, on the part of the Saints, not to necessarily do that. You know, you got the record, and it's a great win, convincing, and I just thought that was a classy way to end that game.
Don, then you get, you call a few times, and then you get kind of when I think the Saints, boy, they did it right. And the timing
exactly. And
how we were able to celebrate the moment.
That's
And all of a sudden, the Hall of Fame's there. And handing over the ball and all that. And then Drew Brees to be able to actually acknowledge his family. Then you get choked up. I mean, am I the only one that got choked up, or how did
feel? I did. I absolutely was choked up when he started talking about his grandfather and his mom, because you know, it seemed like even he was getting a little choked up.
Right.
You know, particularly in the post game commentary when he was being interviewed. I mean, he had a rough time holding it back.
Right.
And yeah, I absolutely believe that it was quite an emotional moment for him. You know, that just the whole night couldn't have been any better. You know, and I gotta say one other thing. You know, they talk about Dr. Andrews and everything and Drew's injury. Well, the one guy, and I know this for an absolute fact, the guy that rehabilitated Drew Brees, and I'll give his name to you, his name is Kevin Wilk. He's a physical therapist, and he works with Dr. Andrews. And I talked with him one day about that whole rehab process. And, you know, he's real humbled. And, you know, that's the guy that really, you know, and Drew Brees, he even said it.
Right.
That saved his career.
Well, Don in Lakeview, thanks for the phone call. Look, I want to get to something real quick. Dave Baker, the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, all right, after the game spoke about this record. Take a listen.
It's a privilege to be here tonight because this was history. The mission of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is to honor the great heroes of the game, and I think you just saw one, to preserve its history, and history was made tonight. It's to promote the values of the game. We kind of call it the Church of Football, and I think this is a great reflection of this because you saw a quarterback there who's not the biggest in the league, probably doesn't have the biggest arm. There's a lot of times people counted him out when he was injured. They didn't think he would come back. So what makes him the greatest of all time in terms of completion yardage and in terms of completions? It's that heart, it's that mind, it's the perseverance, it's the values of the game. And he is a great representative of that. And all you people write about that all the time. It's not just about the athleticism. It's about what makes you great. And that's the last thing we do at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We celebrate excellence. And this is the highest level of excellence. Like I said, there's bigger quarterbacks, bigger arms. There's guys who've played longer. But there's nobody with more yards. There's nobody with more completions. Very few have put a city on their back like this one. Or has done as much to turn a team around as this one. So that's what we want to capture. We're here tonight, and again, I also want to reflect that tonight he surpassed two other quarterbacks who in and of themselves, one is a Hall of Famer, one is about to be a Hall of Famer, he'll be a Hall of Famer. But they had those same qualities too. Those are the qualities that made them great. It wasn't just that they fell out of bed great, they worked to be great. They worked with others to be great. They made others greater, you know, just by playing together. For us, we're excited about this, and again, we're thankful to Drew, we're thankful to the Saints, we're thankful to the league for stopping play tonight to take notice of this very special moment. Perhaps the best text of the night for me, and I've got a couple hundred texts as well, was from Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, who said that he loved the white gloves and asked if I borrowed them from Santa Claus. But the reason we wear those white gloves is because no human hand will ever touch that ball again. It'll be preserved for history. We also have his uniform that he wore tonight, but we also have a whole lot of other collection from Drew. We have his 2001 draft card, number one in the second round, because what we do, not just for Drew and for the guys who break records, but for any guy who ever played in this league, there is an archive for them, for every guy. And so it'll be from when they first started in the league to hopefully when they retire, and certainly even if they make it into the Hall of Fame. We have his jersey from Super Bowl 44 when he was MVP. We have a football from his 48 consecutive touchdown games, which was a record that broke Johnny Unitas, which most thought was the one record that would never be broken. We have his jersey from when he set the consecutive passing record and the ball from when he set the completion record. So we have a great collection from Drew Brees, and the stuff we have now we'll take home, and it'll be on presentation at the Pro Football Hall of Fame immediately tomorrow afternoon. So we're thankful to him, to the Saints, to the league, because it would be great for him to take this and put it at home and, you know, in his, you know, man cave or, you know, trophy case where nobody would see it but his family. Instead, he's given it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame where it'll belong to all fans for all time. Can I answer any questions for you? You know, that was actually something that that he had had. You know, what I had, my, you know, it was wonderful to have his family there. It was wonderful to have Gail Benson there. But for me, when I had, if you will, my private moment with him, with all the people and all the cameras, you know, what I told him was thank him for all he's done for the game. And he has done a lot for the game, and I think he's, you know, not even close to ending. Someday, someone will knock on his door. It probably won't be me. It'll probably be my successor because of the five-year wait and how much longer I think he'll play. But it was my privilege to thank him for all he's done for the game and to promise him that we'll guard his legacy forever.
Dave Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good stuff once again. Another record-setting night for quarterback Drew Brees. He is now the NFL's all-time passing yardage leader. We'll step away and come back and get Bobby's final thoughts as well.
Well, Chris, I want to tell you this one thing as we go to the break and all the Hoot at Nation. You know, we're talking about individual records and all, but you know what? The Saints were outstanding. I'm going to tell you two areas. If we do this, we can't help but win again. You know, I always talk about the turnover margin, but defensively, the Redskins were only 4 of 13, 31%. We were 5 of 9, 56%, sustaining drives on third down. And you know what? We only had 4 penalties, 45 yards. We're not shooting
almost
ourselves
perfect
in the foot. So outstanding third down defense, outstanding third down offense.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, wrapping up the point after here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.